Thank you for joining us today with Cindy Sherwood's podcast, Words for the Journey. Perseverance.
Perseverance is an important attribute for anyone serious about following Christ. Because our journey with the Lord is more like a marathon than a sprint, we need to know how to maintain for the long haul. I'm going to let two guys show us how it's done. Two men who excelled in perseverance, Noah and Moses. Today's podcast is an excerpt from my Bible study, Running with Horses. This is not exactly beginner stuff, so if you are in the midst of your healing or early in your journey with the Lord, maybe just listen with the perspective of something you'll need down the road. Webster's Dictionary defines perseverance this way: to persist in a state, enterprise, or undertaking in spite of counter-influences, opposition, or discouragement. To try hard and continuously in spite of obstacles and difficulties. That's a great starting place to understand perseverance. It is the ability and willingness to continue moving forward even when it's difficult. It is continuing to walk even though the wind is in your face, continuing to sail even though the waves are rough. Perseverance involves faith, true beliefs, the right perspective, and commitment, a cocktail that is not found very often. We need faith, believing He's always enough, whatever challenges we encounter. We need true beliefs about many things, particularly God's promises to help us and give us what we need, and also about the purpose of our life. We need the peak perspective, the one that understands living a selfish, prideful life is not God's plan, but giving up our life for Him is what will bring fulfillment and satisfaction. And finally, we need commitment to stick with it for the rest of our lives as God leads us. If we're wobbly on any of these, we'll give up every time. We'll quit before we're done. That is, if we even start living God's plan for our life. If we're going to persevere, we need to expect opposition. Serving God won't be a walk in the park. James 1:2-4 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." The journey with God involves trials, temptations, and testing. We must accept those terms, and God asks us to accept them joyfully. God is always working on many levels, most of which we never see. Whenever He has us working outwardly, He is working inwardly at the same time. It's kind of like on-the-job training. While we're serving Him, following His plan for our life, He is transforming us to the likeness of Christ. This involves a lot of holy sandpaper, smoothing the rough spots. It is not an easy process, but it is worth it. As James goes on to say in 1:12, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love Him." No one persevered longer than Noah. I feel confident saying that, considering he spent 100 years building the ark and lived to be 600. Noah was living in a depraved generation. Things were so bad, God decided to wipe the earth clean and start over, saving only Noah's family and the animals. The only problem was that Noah had to build a boat first, and not just any boat, one that was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Without any power tools, mind you, and no Home Depot. He's the only person who could say, without exaggeration, "Man, it's going to take me 100 years to finish this." As we go along today, I'm going to give you 12 traits of perseverance. Here's the first one. Persevering means obeying even if it involves accomplishing an overwhelmingly large project. We tend to complain if we have to spend a few hours doing something. Let's check our attitude and see if it's honoring God or not. If He asked you to do something that took many years, would you? Would you stick with it? So many people hear God leading them to do something, and they do it once, or for a little while, and then move on to something else. They're only willing to continue as long as it is fun or interesting, or doesn't get hard, or someone doesn't offend them, or doesn't require any sacrifice from them. Few are willing to serve in the same capacity for years. Praise God for the Sunday school teachers who continue to serve year after year, for the missionaries who give decades to bringing the gospel to other people, for pastors who lead their churches year after year. Here's the second trait. Perseverance may mean working in the same capacity for decades, or even your whole life. Please don't read things into this that I am not saying. I'm not saying that we should never take a break, or that there's never a time when we move on, or stop something, or switch gears. Of course, that can always be in the mix. But I am saying many of us stop before God tells us stop. When Noah was building the ark, I doubt if God stopped by every morning to review the assignment. Praise God, He does usually confirm His plan with us in several different ways, but once we get it and we're on our way, we may not hear anything for a while. Here's the third trait. Persevering means continuing in the work, even though God hasn't given us a fresh word. And another thing, there's often not a lot of support and encouragement for what we're doing. More likely than not, we are judged and criticized for what we're doing. Other people may not understand. Can you imagine what the neighbors thought of Noah? Oh yeah, there's crazy Noah out working on his boat again. Should we tell him there's no water nearby? In spite of all these things, Noah persevered. Our fourth trait is this. Perseverance means keeping at it, even when no one understands or supports us. Hebrews 11:7 says, "By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household." In order to persevere, Noah needed faith that God could be trusted, that at the end of 100 years of effort, the flood would materialize. Noah had true beliefs, the right perspective, and a commitment to obey God no matter the cost to himself. Moses is another guy with a long assignment. His lasted 40 years, and the interesting thing is that it didn't even begin until he was 80 years old. That's how old he was when he encountered God in the burning bush. Moses had a tough assignment from beginning to end, leading the people out of Egypt all the way to the promised land, to Canaan. His first challenge was getting over his own fear and inadequacies. Listen as I read Exodus 3:11. "But Moses said to God, 'Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?'" Moses didn't feel like he was the right guy for the job. So our fifth trait is this. Perseverance means obeying, even if we don't necessarily feel qualified for the job. That is where faith and true beliefs come in. Moses had to talk to Pharaoh 10 different times before Pharaoh released the Israelites from captivity. They were his slaves, his free labor force, building everything Pharaoh ordered. He wasn't about to let them go. It took 10 plagues before he relented. Talking to Pharaoh was an issue for Moses because he had a speech impediment. He felt completely inadequate. Exodus 4:10 says, "And Moses said to the Lord, 'Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." He was sure God had the wrong guy for the job. Moses was focusing on himself. Perseverance means focusing on God's abilities, not our own, our sixth trait. Moses needed to view this assignment through what God brought to the table, not he himself. It is God's signature that he leads the least likely person to handle certain assignments. He picked Nehemiah, a slave hundreds of miles away, to be the one to rebuild the Jerusalem wall. He chose Paul, a man who murdered Christians for a living, as the one to spread the gospel to the Gentiles. And he chose Moses, a stutterer, to speak to the king. Weird, huh? I think he does this deliberately so we'll be more inclined to put our trust in him, not ourselves. When God told Moses to go talk to Pharaoh, he wasn't even in town. He'd been on the run for 40 years after murdering an Egyptian guard. It wasn't exactly safe for him to go back. And why did anyone think the king would listen to this fugitive anyway? That brings us to our seventh trait. Perseverance means obeying even when we aren't able to easily see what we are to do or how we will do it. Nevertheless, Moses trusted God and obeyed him. He returned to Egypt even though he continued to struggle. He was concerned no one would get what he was doing or believe him. He said in Exodus 4:1, "But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, 'The Lord has not appeared to you.'" And that's our eighth trait. Perseverance means keeping at it, even if people do not understand what God has asked us to do. Moses really had opposition from every direction. From an earthly perspective, nothing made any sense. Not only was Pharaoh a hard man to convince, but he didn't even have the support of his own people. I want to read Romans 9:15-17. For he says to Moses, "I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, 'For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth.'" Then dropping down to verse 20 and 21. "But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, 'Why have you made me like this?' Does not the potter have power over the clay, from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor?" That's what this all boils down to. It is God who made us. Therefore, if he says we are the one for the job, we should never question that. Our ninth trait is this. Perseverance means trusting God has put into us everything we need to succeed. It is disrespectful to ever question God's judgment. As if it wasn't enough, Moses was fighting his inner insecurities as well as hostility and resistance with Pharaoh. But the very people Moses was trying to help, his people, the Israelites, were constantly giving him a hard time too. Exodus 5:21-23 says, "And they said to them, 'Let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us.' So Moses returned to the Lord and said, 'Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all.'" Trait number 10. Perseverance means doing what God has told us to do even when we are judged and persecuted and see no results. In spite of every obstacle, Moses persevered. Even when it looked like sure failure, he did not give up, and that's what counts. If you read the entire Exodus story, you will discover even after Pharaoh released the people, there was one challenge after another, not the least being the fact it took 39 years more than it should have because of the people's lack of faith. Perseverance means continuing even when things are not going smoothly or quickly. Trait number 11. In the end, all that matters is that Moses persevered. Hebrews 11:24-27 tells us, by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Because Moses believed God and did what he said, serving on his assignment for 40 years, God's people were saved. Our last trait is this: perseverance produces results. 2 million people were freed from bondage. They safely arrived in their new country, their own country, and were able to freely worship and follow the Lord their God. Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. God will do an incredible work through you too, if only you'll persevere in the plan he has for your life. Remember these words that God told Moses in Exodus 3:12. I will certainly be with you. All scriptures from the New King James Version, unless otherwise stated.
Thank you for listening to Cindy Sherwood's podcast. Visit us on the web at hishealinglight.org. To learn more about our ministry, please consider rating us on iTunes or your other favorite music app. God's best to you today.